Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5. Hey, it's Kathy. I wanted to drop some bonus episodes this week and share a few pieces from the workshop that we're doing. I want to tell you something else that's really exciting, which is that I created the most epic signature course I've ever created. It's a combination of all of the programs that I have taught that mean the most to me. And we have a new program called, drumroll please, Boldly Abundant, Elevate Your Worth, Ignite Your Wealth. This class is the guide to prosperity. This is about fully understanding the inner work that needs to unlock so that you can allow riches into your life, and also what are all the financial opportunities available to you. You will leave this program understanding all the different strategies that are incredible opportunities for you. Financial planners will be a part of this. You will understand investing. You will understand starting a business. You will understand scaling a business. We will have experts in all different fields, from career building to getting paid more at your current job to understanding what it is that you need to do right now that will elevate your wealth. So it is both the inner work as well as the steps to take. You can go to kathyheller.com/bold, and it will be a 3-month immersion program. There is a gold level, there is a VIP level. This is the program for women who are ready to be bold and fierce and fully allow themselves the permission to be rich. And what does that mean? It means asking for more. It means raising your self-worth. It means setting boundaries, but it also means taking decisive action and having that true financial literacy so you understand what is available to you. Whether you're a 9-to-5er and you want a better job, how do you get a better job? If you're a 9-to-5er and you want to get more money, how do you ask for more money and how do you get that raise? If you're on the entrepreneur path, how do you start a business? If you're on the entrepreneur path and want to scale your business or raise your rates, how do you do that? And if you just want to understand investing and you want to understand compound savings and all the different ways that you can start to really let money work for you, this class is going to feel like the most bold decision you've ever made in terms of your self-worth and in terms of your net worth. Self-worth and net worth are intrinsically linked. This is the program that will set you free so that 2024 is the most wealthy, abundant, bold year of your life. Go to kathyheller.com/bold and make that decision that you're giving yourself the gift to give yourself full permission to be the most abundant version of yourself. KathyHeller.com/bold. I can't wait to see you guys pour in there. And then we're going to spend 3 months together. So today I'm going to share this workshop that we did yesterday in case you missed it. Take a listen.
Welcome back. It has been really, really such a treat. Every single time we're together, I've enjoyed it so much. I love your energy. I love seeing you guys supporting each other. I love seeing your breakthroughs. It's been awesome. So thank you. Thank you for being a part of it, because each one of you has added to the collective energy and the experience. So thank you. Today, I'm going to go through sort of an open house, a sneak peek of what's inside the program. And it'll give you a sense of not only really understanding like, okay, let me like tour the houses and really see if I like the living room, if I like the kitchen, but also like as you go through it, you'll understand sort of my method and what it is that to me is fundamental to actualizing our potential and how we stop spinning our wheels and actually live that life that comes from that higher self. So We're going to do that today. And I am going to stay on to answer questions. And then tomorrow is our last day. And I'll be here literally just to coach you and support you. So come with your questions. We will unmute people. People's faces will come up. We'll get to just do some what we call spotlight sessions. And I think that'll be really interesting. What's personal is very universal. So I think you'll find that a lot of the questions that people have are the questions that you have, you know, and so it's very supportive, it turns out. And by the way, that's a reason why I love to do group coaching, because if you look at any of the research, if you look at what happens in groups, it's actually even greater in terms of transformation, because when you are one-on-one sometimes, you don't know how to access sometimes what the question is, or sometimes because you're having that intimate experience, you don't receive it. But if you're watching somebody else ask the question that you have, and then you're watching them get an answer, sometimes you actually, your defenses are down. And so you will actually grow from that. And then being in a collective where people are holding a certain level of courage and a certain level of compassion and a certain level of vision, we all grow by that collective conscious experience. So I think it can be really powerful. And I'm looking forward to being here tomorrow for that. And then we'll wrap up and the Facebook group will close tomorrow night. And enrollment will close for the program tomorrow night. And our first class, for those of you who are in, and so many of you are, and I'm so excited about it. I really am. Such an incredible thing to do with your time is to focus on you and changing your own station, and once and for all, changing your relationship with money and abundance, and really starting to see so many more potentials pop up and starting to see those things through synchronicity just be sort of magnetized to you because you are no longer at one frequency. You sort of change your frequency, right? And then taking that right deliberate action. It's really such a delicious process. So I'm so excited for those of you who stepped into that. And just for me personally, getting to be on that journey with you is very fulfilling. So I'm very happy for that. I want to tell you something. So Rachel Platten, she is a really close friend of mine. And I want to tell you something about her and about that song, because this really is the message. So the story goes that Rachel, that song, that exact song, not like another song, like that actual song, she had already gone down the road just doing everything she could. She had met with every possible person in the music industry, and every label she met with said, no, I don't hear it. I don't see it. No, no. And my name is no. My sign is no. My number is nope. And it was a no. And she was devastated. And her parents said to her, listen, Rachel, we've been trying to help you, even though you've been a struggling songwriter, but you're really smart and you have a really good heart. So why don't you just give it up and get your life together and go do something good, like go to grad school or whatever you want to do, but stop it. Stop it. Just stop writing music. Did she stop? All right. So here's what happened. So what she did is she said she literally fell on her knees. She got on her knees and she was sobbing. And she said to God in her literally roach infested apartment, like no exaggeration. She was like, I don't know what the message is. I don't know what is happening, but I just know this is it. Like I give my life to doing this. I have to do this. I don't have anything else. You know, my rabbi used to say that we are meant to be who we were meant to be. And we talked about Bronnie Ware said that the greatest regret of people in their dying days is not having lived life on their terms, living the life somebody else lived. And my rabbi gave a great analogy, which is imagine if you saw a guitar and instead of the guitar being played in the sort of hollow of the guitar, that hole, it was being used as like a pot, a place to hold a plant. He's like, that's just wrong. Because it's a guitar. It's not meant to be a potholder. It's meant to be a guitar. And so she had one of those moments of like, I just know this is all I'm meant to do this. There's nothing else for me to do but this. Write songs. And so she felt for herself that oh, I get it. Instead of waiting for this permission slip and doing everything that she thought she was supposed to do for somebody to, like, you know, give her the green light, she was like, I'm just going to go do it. What does that mean? She said it meant that any opportunity she had to play music for other human beings, that was what she needed to be doing every day. And so she went to Sloan Kettering, which is the very highly regarded cancer hospital in Manhattan. And she said, is there anyone here I can play for? And she started to play. And she played that song. And she would come home with so much, like such a full heart, so much in her heart. And it didn't matter that she wasn't sure about what the hell was going to happen with her career. She felt so full. And sure enough, one of the nurses was so moved by the song. And her brother, this nurse, had a brother who was a DJ at a radio station. And she said to him, you have to play this song on the radio because you can't believe what it's doing for people in the hospital. And her brother played the song. And the rest is history. Because what wound up happening is all the record labels immediately called and said, we want the song. We want to do a record with you. And the song went to number one. So here's the message. You are a force. You don't need to wait. The most abundant thing that happens for each of us is when we realize that instead of walking around feeling like we're missing something, we turn it around and we start to give something. When we stop thinking that we're lacking something and we spend our energy and we focus on what we can give right now, mountains move. Every single person that I have interviewed, my entire journey, right? Did I wait for somebody to come along and give me some kind of guarantee that if I started a podcast, it would lead to all these things? No, I just wanted to be someone to one person. I was like, I'm going to start a podcast. Probably nobody will listen to it. But if three people feel better, then I can take that to the bank. Because that means something. And so everything I've ever found massive success in comes from massively understanding that my intention is not about an ROI. It's about showing up and giving. And see, when you know that you are a masterpiece, you're a piece of the master, when you're not playing from your spinning limitation false brain, but you're coming from your soul, then it's go time because you have a lot to give. And then you're not waiting. You're not in this energy of like, oh, I guess the abundance isn't here. That's like, it's all here. You got to show up. You got to go. Right. So people will say to me, well, like, I'll do that when this happens. It's like, no, it's now. Like every day you wake up, that's a day that you're needed. That's a day that you're here because you have what to give. You have so much to give. And you know it, but there's this whole like trip, this whole exhausting waste of energy that like just puts us back into like, I've got nothing to give, nothing to share. And where is my ROI? Like I'm missing this. I'm missing this. It's like that story that I just told you at Rachel Platten, that is the same story in different forms that every person who's been on my podcast tells. And it's the story that I have. Like it's not very different. The technology is when you are coming from wholeness and you're not sitting there thinking, what am I missing? The abundance is already there. And now you start to give because we can't pour from an empty cup. When we pour from the wholeness, from the energy, from the love, from the empathy, from the passion, from the creativity that's inside of us, it's just done. Like it's already been waiting there for you. So that's the message. That's the message. That's what's within. That's what this whole journey was about. So for those of you who want to take just like a look inside what I do in this program, I'm going to share my screen with you. All right. So this is the name of the program. This is our open house tour. Come on in. Feel like a realtor. Come on in. It's 6,500 square feet. Has a great backyard. You might want to redo the bathroom. I'm just kidding. Okay. So we're going to answer some questions. First of all, will there be replays? Yes. Do you have lifetime access to the replays? Yes. How long is the program? 3 months. Why do we do that? Let me tell you why. Because the studies show that we have 90-day cycles in growth. And so after 90 days, you actually wouldn't be served anymore. You need 90 days. You need 90 days to get a new sort of level of yourself. And then you actually need to build from there. So when are the classes live? We're going to talk about that so you see the exact schedule. What topics will we cover? We're going to talk about that so you see the schedule. Who are the experts? We're going to talk about that. All right, so let's keep going. New ways of seeing the world, obviously, and what your role is in it. Yep. And so it's broken down into, I would say, four pieces, right? So the first piece is truly reclaiming your worth. Now, we can say those words out loud, like, yeah, my worth, blah, blah, blah. But like what we've done so far, I think you've gotten a tiny little taste, a tiny little change in what you're able to access about the real you, right? Your self-worth is the number one thing we need to heal, because when you finally fully allow that to boil over, everything about the life you lead, your net worth will reflect it. Your net worth will reflect it. If you just did these 3 weeks, if you just did this, your whole life will change. If you make 2-degree shifts in your life, in any area, it's massive, massive, right? We talked about if you're on a boat and you're going this way and you change by 2 degrees on the dial, if you go out 50 feet, 100 feet, you will wind up 2 degrees from where you're supposed to be. You'll wind up in a different continent. We need to change your self-identity, your self-worth, and bring you back to the truth, and not just have you think about it, have you know it, have you embody it, okay? So we start there. Then we're going to actually deal with, well, this is a little bit more of you understand the abundance, right? You're going to start to see it. You're going to be amazed at how the world that you saw the day before is not the same world the next day. You, because your whole radio station will be different, you'll hear different music. You'll see things that were there that you didn't see before. They were hidden in plain sight. You will be amazed. And people are going to start to say to you, you look really good. What did you do? Did you change your hair? And you're going to be like, no. They'll be like, well, what'd you do? Did you like lose a lot of weight? No. The whole energy is different. Okay. So then the second piece of it is really and truly getting you this deep understanding of financial literacy in every department. How do you make more money? What is your entrepreneurial path? What is the next most important step you need to take? And completely and totally change your relationship with money so that you're no longer in an abusive relationship with this thing, right? Because we need full openness. We have so much resistance to something that is just such an important resource, right? Taylor Swift has this song, The Man. Do you know the song?
I'm so sick of running as fast as I can. Wonder if I'd get there quicker if I was a man.
Anyway. It's all about how, in general, I'm generalizing, but there is something about the way that men show up with money where it's just neutral. It's like deal or no deal. Do you want in or not? No? Fine. Let's go play golf. Like women carry so much more stuff where we don't receive it. And it's literally available. It's like I said the other day, if you weren't codependent, and you didn't worry about belonging because you belong to yourself, maybe you just raise your price. Maybe you'd put your offer out. It's just neutral. Allow people to be autonomous adults. Allow them the autonomy to decide for themselves if they want to spend the money or not, right? It's just money. It's neutral. It's like, this is what the market costs. You're just telling it how it is. We need to have a different understanding of how beautiful it is to have all kinds of plenty in every good resource. You need plenty of Wi-Fi. You need plenty of cell reception so you can make the calls you need to make. You need lots of oxygen, right? You need as much fire as possible so you can cook as many meals as you want. You need to have access to an abundance of money and to be an amazing steward of that in the world and allow what comes in to then be. You're now a custodian of that. So we need to change that. We need to heal that and get you to understand not only the things about money that you don't know, like you need to take deliberate action. And what are the actions to take? And I love teaching people how to build businesses. And I love teaching people how to make that next step that changes everything in their life. And I have thousands and thousands of people at this point who've said to me, because you told me to do this, everything's different now. I'm like, of course it is. It's like you just needed the courage and you needed the specificity of like, what's the actual way to do it, right? Like, don't just go sell something, right? Understand that we build a runway for every 7 deposits we make with people. Human behavior is they just come and ask you for the thing, right? Sales is just serving and depositing into people and nourishing people, truly adding value to people's lives. And then you don't have to worry, right? You don't have to worry about where the sale's coming from. You're just continuously adding the value in the way that they can absorb it. So we're going to talk a lot about that. So now these are our experts. Aren't they pretty? They're such pretty women. This is Kelsey. She is your mentor for the whole program. So not only are you with me every week, but in addition to me, you get lots of time with her. And she's a really good friend of mine. And she is specifically helping people build businesses. And she is also a coach. Like, you could hire her privately for a few $1,000s a month. So you get access to her. And for the VIP level, she's doing 8 calls with you. And for the gold level, she's doing 4 calls with you. So you get that. This is my friend Tracy, who is unbelievable. She started as a hypnotherapist and then went into teaching people how to change, to go back into your psyche and deeply change your relationship with money. This is my friend Kate Northrup, who teaches you something phenomenal, which is how to make more money by doing less. She's an amazing human, and she'll teach you how to like truly change the nervous system. This is Bridget, who is, all she does is teach women about money. She's a financial planner, but she has so much to say to you about owning it, learning more about money and financial literacy and what's the right action to be taking. And she speaks on stages and has written books and does a lot of private strategy work with clients. There's my friend Amber, who also just phenomenal human being who loves to talk to people about quantum wealth and making big shifts in the money that you want to make. And that's what she coaches on and teaches. And she's also a marketing and branding coach. Lauren, who goes by Career Contessa, is here to help you guys just elevate on the career path, whether you want to charge more, whether you want to do better networking on LinkedIn. She has a whole training on that. She has a lot of resources on how to advance your career. This is Reese Evans, who studied NLP, neuro-linguistic programming, and really works with people on manifestation and abundance and helps people in that way. This is Jacqueline Snyder, who's amazing at helping people start businesses and grow businesses. She has a podcast called Product Boss. She is an amazing coach for entrepreneurs. My friend Alexandra Cole is sort of an expert in human design. And I think human design is really fascinating, and it helps you understand for you, what are some of the sort of places where you might get caught, and what are the specific things that you might need to do on your journey, depending on your personality, depending on your chart, and it's just really fascinating. Samantha, you guys met the other day. She has a multi-million-dollar business teaching breath work. She has her own app. She facilitates retreats. She's just an amazing person. And she'll be with us not only to talk about building the business from a spiritual place, but also she'll do breath work with you. Hillary, you guys met. She's a financial planner. She has a net worth that's like multiple 8 figures, and she helps women to understand how to make the right investments, how to understand their money, and how to heal their relationship with money. And then my friend Kelly Roach, who teaches business, and she will be with us to get you to that next level. Like, I don't know anyone who does it quite the way she does, but she has an amazing amount of knowledge to share. Then these are the actual topics. So we are together for 12 weeks. So starting Monday, we're talking about self-worth. We're talking about what is the mechanism. So I'm going to be not just talking to you on every call, we're going to be doing it, right? So there's a meditation practice. There's a sort of a process, and I'll teach you how to do this on every call, and you'll start to do it every day without me. You'll have like your 3-minute, 90-second little things that you can do in the morning to help you to just turn on and tap in. And then we'll be talking about, okay, so
How are we allowing for more of that net worth to show up? We're going to have a breathwork session. We're going to talk about getting to center. What does that mean? We're going to start to understand how to stop living in the blizzard of the mind, how to truly, for once and for all, like move out of that and move into center. Then we're going to have Kate Northrup come on, and she's going to talk about your nervous system and how it's actually not about doing with this sort of hustle culture. It's more about coming from these deep downloads. And by, you know, she says something so brilliant, which is, if anyone's ever worked the land, planted anything, you know that you don't harvest every day. Because if you want to get the best out of the crop, you let it compound and compost and deepen. And we live in a culture that says you need something impressive to post every single day on Instagram. But the truth is that if you stop being a part of the race that everybody's in and you actually go your own way, you'll realize that by going deep and finding what's inside and allowing it to sort of simmer and working from that aligned place, you don't have to do as much because the being is so palpable that when you do take action, it's so much more impactful. We're going to have Bridget come on. You can read through these talking about financial literacy. Then Amber's going to come on and talk about growing and marketing and branding. Then we're going to talk about, for those of you on that 9-to-5 path, or even for those of you who want to just understand networking from a LinkedIn perspective, we're going to talk about that. We're going to go into practicing manifestation. That's when Reese is going to come in. We're going to have Hillary come back and talk about what it means to consciously spend money and make money. We're going to talk about how you deal with the dip, right? When you hit the dip, what are your tools? We're going to have so much conversation. I want to get through these slides because there's a lot of them. And then we're going to have a whole part of the class where for weeks, you know, week after week, together, there is very specific action that you're taking. And together as a community, it's easier than doing it on your own, right? Because you have the support of one another. And we're saying, okay, guys, today, this is your homework assignment. We want you to post this, share this, make this call, put this out there. And I think you'll see that that's a really powerful experience to go through with other people. But we've seen that this is one of the most important pieces because we can just talk and talk and talk, but there's something about being in a group and everyone together jumps off the diving board. It gives you the courage to do it. And you realize, oh my God, it wasn't that scary. And you celebrate with each other and you learn from each other. And we have that in the program. And then towards the end, you start to feel what it feels like to do something now for somebody else. And you might buy groceries for the person behind you in line. You might buy the Starbucks for someone behind you. You might give a little bit to a charity. You might post something for someone else. You might start to give a testimonial or a referral or give a shout out or a follow Friday on your Instagram to someone else in the group. What that starts to do is it really awakens in you how much power you have when you actually just start to give and think about other people, other people's lives, other people's businesses. And we're going to see how that starts to change what's going on for you, because what we give comes back a thousandfold. And we talked about that with the Rachel Platten story. These are the actual calls on the gold level. So there's, you can see, you can count them. There's 12, right? With me. So these are the calls: February 5th, 12th, 19th, 26th, March 4th, 11th, 18th, 25th, April 1st, 8th, 15th, and 22nd. And all of my calls are about 90 minutes to maybe a little bit longer. And I'll be live with you. Right. And then some of those calls, we will have an expert come in maybe 30, 45 minutes in. You also get 4 implementation calls in addition with Kelsey to really help you implement the things that we're learning. That's February 15th, 29th, 14th, and 28th of March. And then on the VIP level, you get everything in the gold level. Plus there's 4 VIP exclusive mastermind sessions with me on certain Wednesdays. And then there's 8 VIP calls with Kelsey for you to really sit together and ask those questions. And I think it's just different, right? On the VIP level, slightly different questions. So you can go a little bit more inside baseball. And then there's going to be other exclusive calls with me and some experts. And then there's Voxer Days. Voxer is a free app that those of you in VIP will get access to me on Voxer. And we will do a few days where you will be able to hear my voice and you'll be chatting with me. And on those days, there'll be several hours where I'm just sort of there live
and we'll do some meditations and I'll give you some prompts and we'll go back and forth. And it's just a nice experience we found that people really enjoy. The difference between Gold and VIP is where you're at, right? And you kind of know your level of where you're ready to sort of like grow and stretch. So the Gold level is for you if you're just ready for this next frontier. And the VIP level is either you're already alumni of ours or you've already been down this path and you have the water's already simmering, right? There's something going on in your business. There's some traction going on and you're like, I need to like quantum leap to the next level. I need to level up at this point. Then the VIP is a great place for you. So there's a whole community, right? Not only are these sessions live with me week after week, and they're happening on Zoom and people get to unmute. I do a lot of coaching in the groups, but there's also, obviously, we will send you the replays if you miss it. And then everybody's in a private student community. If that feels supportive for you, that is a Facebook community as well. And then we select and put you guys in pods, and we sort of give you a way of understanding how best to use the time together and how to hold space for each other and keep each other accountable. And you kind of go through this little practice every time you get on a Zoom call with your pod. It's like, where are you at with the homework? Where are you getting stuck? And you have a group of people there who are helping you in addition to me and to Kelsey and to everything else. We also have these bonuses that come with the program. There's a bonus in the middle here. It says Made for Million. This was a program that we sold for $2,000, which we just added so that you get it. These are amazing sessions with women who are millionaires who are talking about impact, money, success. It's Amy Purdy. It's Martha Beck. It's Jenna Kutcher. It's Candace Nelson. There's so many of them. There's actually 20 of these, and it was a fabulous program. There's other, obviously, bonuses as well, but I wanted to call that out. So here's a picture of some of the girls that you will be learning from in that bonus Made for Millions. And you'll just love that. You'll sit back and feel like that alone is worth the cost of admission. And then we have a surprise, which is whoever enrolls, and obviously enrollment closes tomorrow, we're going to choose four of you randomly to give you a spot at our next retreat. This is what our retreats look like. We've done so many gorgeous retreats in Malibu. We've done retreats in South Florida. We just have an amazing time, and there is so much transformation that takes place at those retreats. If anyone's been to a retreat, you could talk about it in the chat if you enjoyed the experience. They're quite amazing. And then we have a new surprise, which is that our guest experts were so generous and basically gave each of them pretty much gave us a teaching, a class, a bonus, a experience for you. And so we bundled all that together. And so you will get a piece of their wisdom in addition to having them come in. So Career Contessa has a 21-day experience for you guys. Amber has something called Master Your Money Mind. Kate has her Money Breakthrough Guide. There are just so many things that they just decided to give. This Samantha Scali has a 21-day facilitator journey, which is amazing. So many of our students have gone on to be a part of her facilitator training because they want to add that to their life of skills, is like teaching and running breathwork sessions. And it's been amazing. So ultimately, though, you're in it for this, honestly. Like, ultimately, you're in it to feel really good, and you're in it to live at a different frequency and to start allowing it to be easy and letting yourself just have more synchronicity and abundance in what you feel moment by moment, the wholeness, the sweetness. I love when people tell me, I joined the program and you won't believe what just happened. You won't believe the things that have come into my life. I'm like, yeah, I'm not surprised. So it's all about that higher self. It's all about that higher love. It's all about a paradigm shift, truly changing the whole paradigm, completely swiping left on the screen and entering a whole new screen, a whole new reality, because you see the world differently. You feel differently, and therefore the world perceives you differently. And I did want to share, because I think that a lot of times everything comes down to integrity, right? Everything comes down to integrity, and people can write things on websites, but I truly am in this because I see the value in it. And I want you to hear me say, my pledge is that I'm going to show up and do my part, which is to continuously hold for you a greater vision
so that you can see further than you saw and you feel what's inside of you. And I keep bringing you back to yourself, right? All the answers are not in me and they're not in your head. They're right here in your heart. There's a connection you have to such wisdom, and you can start to open up, right? And feel how much more power is in your hands and how much more you can impact the world. And so I'm going to be consistently there to do that. And if you, our most successful students are the students that show up and receive from it. And when you show up, it starts to change. It starts to work. So now I'm done showing you my beautiful slides. I'm going to stop that. And if anybody has questions, put them in the chat and we'll answer questions. And tomorrow we'll come back and do like full on coaching, and I will unmute people and all of that. But I am here to answer any questions. And I hope that that was helpful so that you got a little tour of what actually happens inside the program. Does anyone have any questions? And if Ezgi or Barb want to share anything that you think needs to be highlighted, go ahead.
Sorry, I'm still reading through questions people have live. So give me one second.
No, you're doing great. She's doing great, isn't she? Can we give it up for the dancing, the videos? I told you guys a few days ago, I don't even know what day of the launch, the workshop it was, but I mentioned to you that when I first moved to LA and I was making very little money, I would take a little, not a little bit, but a decent amount of it, and I would go to the Peninsula Hotel, and my friends would say, that's so irresponsible. I can't believe you spend money like that. And I'm like, I can't believe you don't. Like, they were like, you can't afford to do it. I'm like, you can't afford not to, because we are conditioned to believe that there is a lid and there's a ceiling. When you start to see further, all of a sudden there's more for you to play with, to receive. And I'm so sick of women not feeling like they can treat themselves truly. And so, you know, part of it is, and I mentioned this to you in passing, and my mom is such a good sport and she's been watching the workshop, and I'm so proud of her because she's like, it's never too late to start meditation. And she's really, she's starting to like feel that for herself. But I mentioned in passing that, you know, when my dad left, my mom was very, very depressed and she didn't want to be here anymore. And I don't want to go into too much of that because it's a very sad, dark energy. But I guess what I want to tell you is there was a part of my life. And if you want to hear the story, if you listen to Emily Fletcher's podcast, I told the story in detail at the end, but it's actually about my sister and how there was a period of my life when I was about 15 where I was dealing with a lot of serious trauma at home. And I just wasn't sure if it was worth it. And my sister was like, you jump, I jump, so you better stick it out. And I say that because I think sometimes the worst things that happen for us wind up being the best things. I guess it's how we receive them. But I say that because when I moved to Los Angeles, I had a very different perspective than my friends. Like my friends who went to like four-year colleges that their parents paid for, like that wasn't my life. I really felt in many, many ways. And if you knew the story, my mom even says, she's like, when your dad walked out and I was in my own mess, she's like, I used to like pray to God that someone would just make sure you were okay, because I knew I couldn't take care of you or be there for you. And I was really on my own emotionally, financially, spiritually for a long time. So when I came out here to Los Angeles and my friends were like, kind of in their little bubble of, here's what I do and here's what my parents want me to do and I'm going to get this job. It was like, I was coming from a different place, which was, I was looking at my parents at that point and seeing their lives unravel was such a hard thing and also such a blessing, because what I realized was, oh, that's a cautionary tale. And the late Sir Ken Robinson, who is unbelievable, I don't know if any of you know him, but he used to speak about creativity and education and the way that schools rob children of their genius by teaching them not how to think, but what to think, and he said that at a certain point, people are about 45 years old and they're walking from the car to the office and they say to themselves, is this all there is? I don't get it. I did everything I was told. I got the job. I got the 401k. Why am I deeply unfulfilled? I saw so many adults when I was growing up who were so unhappy, like very unfulfilled careers, very unhappy in their marriages. And I was like, wait, so you go through all this to grow up to do that? Like, I don't want to do that. And so while my friends were like, you can't afford to do that, I was like, you guys, like, you can't afford not to do this. Like, go live your life. And my mom, by the way, just to give her another shout out, when my mom was in high school, she was like literally considered like the most talented girl. And in her senior yearbook, she was chosen as like most talented, most witty. She was the lead in every play. You know, I'll see you on Broadway. And I tell this story that she used to tell to me, which is that this woman who was my mom's understudy in high school, like my mom would get the lead and this woman would be in the chorus. And this woman, when they graduated from high school, was like telling my mom, like, let's go audition for Broadway. And my mom had a belief, which was, oh, that's not an option. I either get to have a career or be a mother. She didn't realize, because she wasn't modeled this way, that you could have a dream and be a mom and have a dream and be a mom. So she gave up her dream and she got married to a guy who was pretty abusive and she gave up everything because she thought that's what she had to do. That girl who was my mom's understudy went on to audition for a Broadway show called Little Shop of Horrors. She got the lead and then they made it into a movie and she got the lead. So if you've seen Little Shop, Ellen Green, who played this role, was in the chorus and my mom was the lead in high school. So my mom would be like, oh my God, I knew her. And like, she was in the chorus and look at me. And I used to cry on behalf of my mom that my mom deeply felt the gifts that she was given dying inside of her because they were collecting dust. And so for me, when all of my friends were like, I'm going to go get an MBA. I'm like, do you really want to? Well, not really, but that's what I'm going to do because it's logical. It's like, life isn't about that. It's about you showing up for the assignment called being you. And it's so fascinating because all of the people I moved out to LA with who I knew in my 20s, like, I'm not saying this to toot my own horn. I'm just telling you a fact. Like, I am so much more successful than all of those people who did all the things that they didn't want to do that they thought would lead to results. Like, oh my God, no, we are so married to the idea that life has to be hard and we have to sacrifice. It's like, you know, in the Talmud, there's a passage that says that the first question you're asked when you get to heaven is to answer for every beautiful thing that you denied yourself. I think that's just an amazing thing that that even exists, that that thought even exists, that we're actually here to take part and go on the hikes and enjoy the sunsets and have the best relationships and like stop this denial for ourselves. If my mom was not designed to do the things that her heart was saying, she wouldn't have those gifts, right? There's a scene in Chariots of Fire where his dad wants him to go on this missionary trip to China. I think that's what it is. And he's so afraid of disappointing his father because he wants to be in the Olympics and he wants to be a runner. And at one point he goes to his dad and he goes, I can't go on the trip with you. And his dad gets upset and he says, Dad, if God didn't want me to do this, why did he make me so fast? Like, why did he make me run so fast? And it's an amazing moment because it's like, if you're not supposed to have this life that you keep thinking about, then why do you keep thinking about it? Why is it inside of you? Why are you good at certain things? Why do you have a knack for understanding music or technology? Or why do you love cooking so much? Or because you're supposed to make it better and be in your genius and study it and understand it and put yourself all into it. So for me, it's like, there's no question. You always know what your alignment is. It's about having the courage to choose it. So in this moment, you know what your alignment is. You just have the courage to choose it. So at the end of the day, I feel like what is bottled up inside of working with me is somehow, some way,
this thing called the courage to show up and choose your alignment. It just takes place. And to me, that's worth everything. And I guess because of the journey that I went on and watching my mom deal with her depression, it became a moral obligation for me to remind people not to waste their time standing on the sidelines of their life. Get in the game. And you know, you can handle it. Like everything that's telling you not to do something because you're scared, you've been through way harder things than that. Way harder. Like the girls who are mean in seventh grade, harder. The breakup you went through, harder. The miscarriage you had, way harder. Meanwhile, this is your life. Who else's life is it? You got to choose your courage and your alignment. And so a lot of times people get to the end of these workshops and they're like, I really want to do this, but I'm so afraid. I'm like, make yourself a commitment that it will be a forcing function. If the only thing standing between you and this program is $297 a month, show yourself that you can be resourceful. And you're like, this is going to force me because I'm that important and I'm worth it that much. And if this turns you on, you're going to make that a reality for yourself and just tell yourself, of course, I'm going to figure that out. I'm going to make that happen. And if I'm not your person, and I say that not to be fake, like find the person who is. But honestly, anything I've ever wanted to learn, if it was business, I found a mentor. If it was piano, I got a teacher, right? My mom, actually, we had no money and she would pay $85 for me to learn from this guy who was a concert pianist because it mattered so much to her that I learned piano from someone at that level. And you know what? Look what I wound up doing with that. You know, every song that I wound up writing, I way made back that money, but we didn't know, but she invested in it. And it's not about even becoming a concert pianist. It's when you're around people who make you greater, how that winds up playing a role in your life later on, it pays in different dividends. But choose the right mentor. Choose it. Find somebody else if it's not me. But don't sit it out and think that on your own, you're going to be able to. You can't. Veronica said this to me, actually, my team member. She's like, you can't read your label from within your own jar. You're going to need a trainer. You're going to need a person, right? After I started the music, I was writing music. And when I started my first music course, I wanted to create a course. Do you know what I did? I went to Amy Porterfield and I took her class on how to create a course. And that course wound up making $2 million in the first year because I wasn't just going to like DIY it, right? Like, if you ask about anything with my podcast, right? I found myself a mentor, Tim Street. I was like, I'm going to need your help. I was like, whatever it's going to cost, let's go. And for the first 8 episodes, he sat with me. And I'm so grateful because I was ready to give up. I had a question at one point. I said to him, oh my God, we're 3 episodes in. I think I don't have anything else to say. He goes, I'm going to teach you something that will allow you to do 1,000 episodes and you'll never run out of what to say. I go for it. He said, every time you do a podcast, I want you to think about the pain point of the listener. Even if you have one listener, what's their pain point? And we talked about it. And I said, I think that my listener wants fulfillment and wants to understand how to overcome their imposter syndrome and how to reach for what's going to like break them free and allow them to have that fulfillment. He goes, great. So now you can do an infinite amount of episodes and everyone you interview, you have that same conversation and it will never get old. Now that was worth everything because see, our perception and our belief is what determines our action. I thought I had to keep saying new things on every show, and 3 episodes in, I was like, Tim, I don't think I can do a podcast. I have nothing else to say. He's like, it's not about you. It's not about what you have to say. And Adam Grant said something to me. He said, you don't have to say something new. You just have to say something true. He said, there is no shortage. There's no end to how often people need to hear the same thing over and over and over. How many times do we need to hear drink water? How many times do you need to hear be mindful? There's never an end. He said, as long as it's true, you can say it over and over again. I am telling you that when you work with a mentor, you compress decades into days. So find one. It doesn't have to be me. I have tons of friends some of them are in the slideshow. There's incredible wisdom out there, but
really think to yourself, if I don't spend the money with a mentor, which you can make that decision, what is it costing you? Is it costing you another year? Is it costing you the whole thing? Is it costing you more money because you took four other little things that you thought were going to get you there, but you actually didn't complete them, you didn't implement them? Then that's actually expensive, right? So just think about it. Barb, do you have any questions that are coming through? And then I am going to let everybody go. I will remind you that tomorrow we're going to give away $1,000 and headphones. And all you have to do is you need to review the podcast. The podcast reviews help other people find the podcast. And so I love the reviews because I love seeing new people who've never heard this content go, thank you. You opened my heart. I love that. And we need you to just share one of my reels on Instagram. And enrollment closes tomorrow. I want to see all of you say yes to yourself. Get in there. And I also want to tell you that the Facebook group closes tomorrow.
Yes, I have questions.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, I'm going to lower my hand. All right, pods. People are wondering about the pods. Can you talk about them just for a minute, or do you want me to share what I think?
You can share. I've shared a lot. I think people are just sick of hearing me talk, but get ready.
It looks like
we're going to spend a lot of time with me.
It's fun. I've spent like 44 years with her, which is pretty cool. I feel like we're on a coffee show, like a morning
coffee
show.
Coffee talk? We should show that video that we made in our sweaters in Florida when it was 98 degrees. No, please don't show it, actually. But we were like, hi.
We don't have pants on.
We were wearing bathing suits sweaters on top. And holding empty cups, coffee cups, and pretending to do this sketch from Saturday Night Live, which we used to watch together because we had no real parenting. So we just watched television. But at least we had the Seavers. We had silver spoons. We had family ties.
Yeah. No, that's, you can't show that sketch because we only have bathing suits on and a sweater because it's hot outside, but it's freezing inside because of the AC.
Yeah. I weighed like 7 pounds.
And your nose was so big because of me, which is,
oh my God, you guys, she broke my nose when I was 12.
And I'm not, am I a violent person? I'm really not.
She threw something at me.
I did throw something at you and I feel, how bad do I feel about it though? I talk about it all the time.
You felt bad. You did. It was worse for you than for me.
Oh, that, see, she's very forgiving. And that's why
it was an accident.
It was a severe accident. Okay.
It wasn't like Mean Girls, which threw me in front of a bus.
Shouldn't we be on Sibling Revelry with Kate Hudson and Oliver Hudson? I love them. Okay.
Oh my God, I love them.
Todd, so me too. So I'm going to put on my accountability advocate hat right now. And I'm going to talk to the person who's on here who's like, if I'm going to sign up for this, I want my money's worth. I am that person. I'm different than Kathy. I'm the type A older sister, but she's the millionaire. But anyway, seriously, think about it. I want to get everything out of it. So I'm talking to you because I'm like you. You want to show up for your pods. When we put you in there, and by the way, it takes like a couple weeks till we get to know you a little bit to put you in the right pod. You may not like it at first because we are sensitive people, so we want to make sure that you're in a pod that works for you. What is a pod? It's basically between, I've seen them with 2 people, I've seen them with 8 people, I've seen them with 10 people, and some of them, if you're one of those people, let us know in the comments, they're still meeting after like 3 years, okay?
Yeah, it's true.
This is your Girl Scout troop. This is the trip that you go to when you're like, oh my God, did you hear that live with Kathy today? Did you understand this part? Because I am lost. Or I really get this. And here's how I'm doing it in my business. You want to huddle with those people at least once a week for the 12 weeks and then maybe longer. Okay. So that's pods. And if you don't like the group that you're in, guess what? You have agency over that. You can email us on the 3rd or 4th week and be like, I don't like this group, or I like it, but I want something that's more in my time zone because some of you are spread out a little bit. We will help you with that. Just email us. Let us know. If you're going to do VIP, and I highly, highly recommend VIP for people who are sure about what they're already doing. They just want to scale their business. You don't have to be a millionaire to be in it. I got 3 emails that said, I'm not making 7 figures. So like, guess what? Neither am I yet. But if you want to be, and there's something about you that's saying, I want more accountability. I want more. I don't want to just, I want a even smaller group. The cool thing about VIP is that if you're certain about what you're doing, and you're already starting to make a little money at it, or you started it, you failed a little bit, and you want to niche down a little bit and get clearer, that's what VIP is for. But it's for people who are certain that they know what they want to do. Okay. And that group is an extra pod for you of like-minded entrepreneurs who might be doing a little better than you. That's okay. And you're going to learn from each other. And I want to tell this story really quick because I tell it all the time. There was somebody who wanted to sign up for VIP the first time we offered it. And we didn't know what it was going to be. It was one of Kathy's like brain child things. And we're like, oh, that sounds so cool. Can it be done? Her vision is so vast. And somebody called me after the first Voxer day. And she said to me, I still have it in my DMs. She's like, Barb, if this first Voxer day was all I got with VIP, it was completely worth the entire single payment I just made. I'm dropping that because I don't make things up. I wish I could. I'm a good actor, but I'm a terrible liar. Ask my sister. I'm not coos. Okay. I can't not tell the truth. That is something she actually said. And I never forgot that. So if you're thinking about VIP, just go for it. It's really worth it. Okay. Some of you are mentioning overwhelm. Kathy's giving me too much. What if I can't keep up? Okay. If you feel like you can't keep up, try, because we have someone who was in the program, the VIP program a couple of years ago, a year and a half ago. And she said she only used like 20% of the VIP program. And she said, I'm still working through some of the curriculum. And guess what? I got my money's worth within the first month and I didn't have to be there for all of it. It's just a suggestion. Would I, the type A kind of person, show up for every meeting, every live, be there with bells on, do a meditation before and after, write in my journal and get all the good stuff out of it? Yes, I would. And would I show up for my pod and be the leader of it and email everybody and be like, you better be there at 7 p.m. on? Yes, I would. But you might not be like Barb. You might be more like Kathy, like, coming to the live, I'm going to come late. I'm going to make sure my coffee's ready, pet my cat, leave to go to the bathroom for 20 minutes, check my phone, come back for the live. You might be a Kathy person, and that's okay too. Just hear me, listen to me. If you're one of those people that's like, but I can't come to the whole live, I work 9 to 7. Come to part of it. Come to 10 minutes of it. And then you're saying, but how will I know what 10 minutes that is? I don't care what 10 minutes it is, but you know, if you're sitting here on this right now, there's something about being here live in this energy that makes you enlivened. And it's the only program that I've seen so far that does it this often and holds you accountable. Sorry, I sound like a preacher. I listen to Kane a lot, the band. I'm really into them. I'm so glad. So listen, I'm getting all fired up. If you're sweating, menopause? No, not yet. Please, God. So I hope you're laughing. So if you show up for even 10 to 15 minutes of every live, and then you promised me, you gotta promise me now, that you will watch the replay within 2 days of it being posted. Guess what? We found that those people who make sure to watch, they put in their calendar, I'm going to watch the full replay within 2 days, or I'm going to show up for the full live. And then they post one thing a week in the Facebook group, just one, and then do a little commenting and supporting other people in the Facebook group. I know if you don't like Facebook, fine. Just join it just for this. And then they show up for their pod. Guess what? Major transformation, not just a little bit, but if you tell me, well, I paid the money and then I went to one live and then I got really busy and then my girlfriend had a heart attack and I was, you know, bringing her soup all the time. If you do that, the program, just paying the money, is not going to do anything. You have to promise me you're going to show up for at least part of it. You want to do the 20%? You want to do the Kathy? I'm here, but I'm really checking my box, but then I'm coming back. Fine. You want to do the Barb where you're there every second? Either way, you just have to tell me you're going to commit. That's it. With all my notes, I'm done.
Amazing. So good. Funny, informative. I give it a 5 on Yelp. What was I going to just say? I was going to say that Liz Gilbert has I think it's Liz Gilbert. I feel like people either say it was Liz Gilbert or Nelson Mandela. Like, people attribute everything to people. Anyway, I think it's her that says that we start to see change in our life when we finally get sick of our own bullshit. And I feel like there comes a point where we start to get radically honest and we're like, okay, it's not enough to just keep burying my head in the sand. Like, I deserve better. And I want to live that life now, not next week, not next year. And a lot of times, you heard me say this yesterday, people will look me straight in the face and tell me, they will argue for their limitations like they are like an attorney. And they'll tell me, I don't have time. I don't have this. And I'm like, I said this to you yesterday. I'm like, give me your phone. How much time are you just scrolling, looking for what? What are you looking for? And honestly, when they do the research to see why people scroll, it's like we have a little craving. We're looking for something. We're looking to be entertained. We're looking to be fulfilled. We're looking for inspiration. All of that is in you showing up. You want to get really inspired? Step in. You want your brain to not focus on like crazy limited stories it tells you? Give it a cooler thing to focus on, which is asking a better question. How am I going to grow this business? I'm going to spend money on this program. My new question I'm asking my brain is, how am I going to make that money in the 3 months? Oh, what's the next question? What courage do I need? What's the next question? What clues are around? Kathy says there's clues everywhere. What am I picking up from every single session that I'm going to go implement? How is that going to spark inside of me a feeling of courage? You know that feeling when you do something you're scared to do and you get off the stage after you speak or you go on the roller coaster? You can take that to the bank, right? We went to Disney World. We've been to both, but we went to Disney World and my daughter finally went on Thunder Mountain and she was scared and she deliberated. She's going to go. She's not going to go. The feeling she felt and the look in her eyes when she got off that roller coaster, what was that? She was proud of herself. Why? She went further than she thought she could go. She had a limit on her courage. She showed herself, I got that. And there's nothing better. Like there's no gift I could give her that would make her feel that good. It's your own satisfaction of being like, woo! I was so afraid to say that to that person. I said it. I was so afraid to charge that. I did it. I was so afraid to post that. I did it. And you know what happens when you start to do the things that are in your best alignment? You start to make different kinds of friends. You start to sit at a different lunch table. All of my friends, I'm like, oh my God, the cost of admission to these really amazing friendships was choosing my alignment. Like the life that's on the other side of that exhilaration, it's just something that can't be matched. So it doesn't even matter what the ROI is, right? It doesn't even matter what the results are. It matters that you show up. And when you start showing up in that way, you feel unstoppable, right? If you watch Rocky or any movie, we're all seeing ourselves in that character who's told, forget it, it's not going to work. And there's a part of each of us that sees ourselves in that character that says, show yourself and show everybody else they underestimated you. And it doesn't matter if he gets the trophy, right? They say that when people win an Oscar, they feel a little depressed the next day because what they all say is the win was the journey. There was nothing in the Oscar. You don't really want the result. You want who you become. And so they've all realized the win was the day they went to the audition. The win was going to work with this director who they were like intimidated by and they showed up. Forget the Oscar. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at that point. It matters that they push through, right? So there are so many opportunities for us and this is not the only opportunity. There are so many other places where you can have that kind of experience. There's other mentors. There's other retreats. There's other places for you to go to like get to that next frontier. But this is one of those. And so if you want to do this here, you can get in. We start Monday and then you know, okay, this is my insurance policy that the next 3 months are going to be different. And I'm going to call you up from your highest and best self. I'm going to call you up from that place. And I'm going to be looking at you from that part of you that has full potential and so much strength. And I'm going to expect that person to sit in the seat. And you're going to start to feel it. And you're going to start to say things and do things that you can't believe that you're doing. And that's how things start to shift. So we'd love to see you in there. First class is Monday. Thank you to my team. Thank you to everybody for being here. Tomorrow, we just coach. If you want me to coach you, if you want to talk to me about how you can't choose your business, if you want me to talk to you about your money shit, if you want me to talk to you about where you're at in any of these things that we've talked about spiritually, your vibration, meditation, let's go. We're doing that tomorrow. I'm here. We'll get to see some people on camera. We'll call you up. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you.